Introduction. Welcome to stage one of our course, Leveraging Cloud Computing for Product Owners in Finance. In this stage, we will explore the fundamentals of cloud computing and its significance in the finance industry. As a product owner transitioning into this exciting realm, understanding these concepts will empower you to make informed decisions that can elevate your products and services. Get ready to embark on a journey that will not only broaden your technical knowledge but also enhance your ability to strategize in today's competitive financial landscape. Main content definition of cloud computing. Let's start with the basics. Cloud computing is the delivery of computing services over the internet, or the cloud. These services encompass everything from storage and processing power to software applications. Imagine being able to access your financial tools and data from anywhere in the world at any time. This convenience is one of the many reasons why cloud computing has gained traction across various industries, including finance. Additionally, cloud computing allows for automatic software updates and maintenance, meaning that users do not need to worry about keeping their systems current, which is particularly beneficial in the finance sector where regulatory compliance is crucial. Types of cloud services: IaaS, PaaS, SaaS. Next, let's discuss the different types of cloud services. There are three primary models: Infrastructure as a Service, IaaS, Platform as a Service, PaaS, and Software as a Service, SaaS. IaaS provides virtualized computing resources over the internet. For instance, financial institutions can use IaaS to run their servers without the need for physical hardware. This not only reduces costs but also enhances scalability. A good example is using Amazon EC2 instances to host applications without investing in physical servers. PaaS, on the other hand, offers a platform allowing developers to build, deploy, and manage applications without worrying about the underlying infrastructure. A finance app, for example, can be developed quickly using PaaS tools like Microsoft Azure App Services, facilitating faster time to market. Lastly, SaaS delivers software applications over the internet on a subscription basis. Think of popular financial software like QuickBooks or Salesforce. These tools run in the cloud, making them accessible from anywhere. This model also allows organizations to avoid the complexities of installation and maintenance. Deployment models: public, private, hybrid, community. Moving on to deployment models, there are four key types: public, private, hybrid, and community clouds. A public cloud is owned by third-party providers and is available to the general public. It's perfect for startups in finance looking for cost-effective solutions. For example, a small investment firm might use Google Cloud to power its website and applications without significant upfront costs. A private cloud is dedicated to a single organization, offering enhanced security and control, ideal for larger financial institutions handling sensitive data, such as banks that need to comply with strict regulations. A hybrid cloud combines both public and private clouds, allowing businesses to maintain data security while leveraging cost efficiency. For instance, a financial service can store sensitive customer information on a private cloud while using a public cloud for less critical applications. Lastly, the community cloud is shared by several organizations with similar requirements, such as regulatory compliance in finance, fostering collaboration while maintaining security. An example could be a consortium of banks that share a cloud infrastructure to enhance regulatory reporting. Benefits of cloud computing: scalability, cost efficiency, flexibility. What are the benefits of cloud computing? First and foremost is scalability. As your user base grows, You can easily adjust your resources without the hassle of physical upgrades. For example, if a financial service experiences a surge in customers during tax season, it can quickly scale resources to handle the increased demand. Next, consider cost efficiency. Cloud computing eliminates the need for extensive hardware, which means lower capital expenditure. Many businesses only pay for what they use, allowing for budgeting flexibility. Lastly, there's flexibility. Cloud services can be accessed from anywhere, enabling remote work, which is increasingly vital in today's finance landscape. This flexibility allows teams to collaborate in real time, regardless of their physical location, which can lead to faster decision-making and innovation. Key cloud providers: Oz, Azure, Google Cloud. Finally, let's highlight some of the major players in the cloud space. Amazon Web Services, Oz, Microsoft Azure, and Google Cloud. Each of these platforms offers unique features tailored for the finance industry. For example, AWS is known for its extensive services and reliability, making it suitable for large-scale financial applications. Azure integrates seamlessly with Microsoft products, making it a favorite for many organizations already using Office products. Google Cloud, with its powerful data analytics capabilities, is increasingly being adopted for financial insights, helping businesses make data-driven decisions. These providers also offer specialized tools for compliance and security, which are essential for financial applications dealing with sensitive customer data. Conclusion. In conclusion, understanding cloud computing fundamentals is essential for any product owner in finance. From the types of services available to the benefits they can bring, this knowledge lays the groundwork for informed decision-making and strategic planning. As you progress through this course, keep these concepts in mind, as they will be foundational to your success in leveraging cloud technology. Reflection questions: how can the scalability of cloud computing improve the product offerings within your organization? Which cloud service model, IaaS, PaaS, SaaS, do you think would best suit your current or future projects? And why? Considering the deployment models discussed, which one do you believe would be the most beneficial for your organization in terms of security and collaboration? Thank you for joining me in this exploration of cloud computing fundamentals. I look forward to seeing how you apply these concepts in your role as a product owner in finance.